USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders. We have to stop drugs and crime and criminals and human trafficking. And we have to stop all of those things that a strong wall will stop.
President Trump's reaction as attorney generals from 16 states have filed suit over the president's declaration of a national emergency on the southern border. After traveling to Syria and becoming a member of ISIS, a woman from Alabama says she wants to come home. Former ambassador to the UN, Bill Richardson, tells Fox News he's not too sympathetic of what this woman did.
ISIS is our worst enemy. I don't think we need to cut her any slack. Now, there is a due process that needs to be followed. I would presume she would be tried by a military court. Maybe she can provide some valuable information, intelligence.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A new major winter storm is bringing freezing rain, snow, and sleet to areas of Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, and up to 10 inches of snowfall as far east as Pennsylvania. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
That freezing rain is causing a moderate risk of flash flooding. David Roth is a forecaster at the Severe Weather Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland.
Our forecast is still for a significant amount of freezing rain along the Virginia-West Virginia border, and also for heavy snow for eastern West Virginia, western Virginia, northwest Maryland, and southern Pennsylvania. We're still calling for 6 to 10 inches of snow.
More questions and answers regarding the case of 3-year-old Aliana Bliss dying. Her mother was charged with neglect and abuse and is being held on $50,000 bond in custody in an Ely, Nevada jail. Her next court date is set for April. Meanwhile, Aliana's father continues to be questioned as well by the FBI. This is USA Radio News.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
New York, California, and at least 14 other states are suing the Trump administration over the emergency declaration the president made on Friday regarding our southern border. Congress has also said they'll take action. USA Radio Network's legal analyst, Frederick Penny, though, on what Congress has to do to rescind this order.
In order to rescind a declared emergency by the President of the United States, they have to pass a joint resolution, and the President has to sign that also. So originally, they didn't have to do that, but in 1985, an amendment came out where not only Congress has to rescind it, but the President has to agree to rescind it by signing it. So the odds of anything getting rescinded that the President declares as an emergency act is slim.
And if this case does make it to the Supreme Court, Penny, on when we can expect that to happen?
Well, it depends upon the Supreme Court and how quickly they want to take this up. But if it goes through the normal process, it could be all the way to 2020, the election. But the odds of someone winning and trying to claim that President Trump cannot declare an emergency, my general overview is that that is going to be slim. President Bush has done it. President Clinton has done it. President Obama has done it, and there was no issues. It's just a political issue here that they don't like what he's using the declared emergency for.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A judge has denied a motion to dismiss the charges against a teen accused of bringing a homemade explosive device to school last year. A sheet of ice on I-15 set a slippery stage for a semi-tractor trailer to jackknife, triggered multiple slide-offs and crashes, and trapped motorists for nearly 4 hours as both northbound lanes through the Virgin River Gorge were shut down during a severe storm Sunday night. A construction worker is in critical condition after a trench collapsed on top of him Monday afternoon. After yesterday's snowfall in the southern Utah area, the National Weather Service expects a second storm to affect mainly central and southern Utah starting Wednesday night and lasting through Friday, with snow in all valleys in the area, including Dixie. And a man who became stuck in quicksand in Zion National Park was saved Sunday after a two-day rescue operation. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 40 today, clear and 25 tonight, partly cloudy and 43 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Quick! Does anyone know a good social justice warrior? I know I'm offended, but I can't remember why. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Don't let the media, the press, or your environment brainwash you. It's not a black on white thing. It's not a black on black thing, and it's not a gang on gang thing. It is simply one thing. It's an ignorance thing. It's an ignorance thing. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "When I die, I won't be able to leave a lot of money behind. I won't be able to leave a lot of luxurious and fine things behind, but I want to leave a committed life behind." What kind of committed life will you leave behind? Don't be afraid to think. It's not illegal yet.
Boy, isn't that the truth? It isn't illegal yet. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Hopefully you had a great three-day weekend if you took part in that. And welcome. In fact, if it's your first time listening in, you can go to katedalyradio.com for the SoundClouds, the podcast of the show, and listen to them off the air as well. We are live all over the world right now, and I welcome Uncle Milty.
Hi.
How are you? And boy, do we have a host of things to talk about. So always with the three-day weekend, too, brings a lot of news, to cipher through and get through and try and decipher and figure out, oh my gosh, what's going on. So I welcome you. I welcome your phone calls today, 888-673-1450. So we'll start here because there's so much on the docket today that I want to go over. Bernie's announcing his candidacy for 2020. Oh, I thought we were going to get rid of him. See, all I keep seeing is his face at the State of the Union address when Trump was talking about socialism, and he just looked like somebody had deflated his tires. He sat there so mad. He really wants socialism, yeah. And he'll fight to the death to get it. So he's the one that's behind Alexandra. He's behind all these socialists running for office. He's the one supporting all of them. And gosh darn it, he wants us to be Venezuela. Stat! We're going to be Venezuela. And I fear that we will have so many young Americans following this turkey, this total toad. I feel like we're right there. We're actually going to fall for this guy. Not we, but mostly our young people. And then, of course, there's a few holdout socialist communists that live here, you know, that are citizens of the United States that really want him to be president. I can't even imagine this.
They're not going to let him. Yeah. He actually had Hillary beat in the primaries, and they didn't let that happen either.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Boy. So he is a very enthusiastic progressive leftist to their core. Also all for every form of socialism he could get his hands on. He'll be running. And I don't even, you know, the 2020, I actually think Trump's going to get reelected for the 2020, but I worry about the next one. And I worry about if it's not Sanders, who will be taking Sanders' place, making this so palatable. But I think with what we have right now, this whole year is going to be about educating on what socialism actually is. I have my own congressman, and I was talking about this earlier on a local hour that I do, and it was my own congressman wanted formed a anti-socialism caucus, right, to educate
yep.
after voting for socialism many times. Super low score constitutional rating. And here he is. He's voting for Obamacare. He's voting for all these things. Yet he wants to warn the world about socialism. So what in the world do people think this is? I mean, he's voting for it. He's one of the ones responsible for it in America, yet separates himself from it.
It almost makes you think that mm-hmm. politicians are hypocrites.
the irony. I mean, just think about that for a minute. You're out there trying to educate people on socialism after you've been enacting it behind everyone's back.
Yeah.
So we have so, and the reason I say that is I have a lot of states listening right now and people all over the world. And what's interesting is I can find one or several or most in every state in the nation right now doing that. So I love how they separate themselves from the very cause, but they are the ones responsible for it. And so with that being said, we have a huge, huge problem with allowing this kind of stuff to go on and the people not voting against it. You know, it's done in a lot of ways, like Obamacare and ag subsidies and the NDAA and home visits. When you vote for home visits for the government to surveil your home, if you have a kid in public school and be able to come to your home and tell you exactly what's going to happen to your family if they don't like what they see. Green energy mandates. It comes in so many forms. We have it here. We have it in stride here in America, yet we don't see it. We don't want to see it. Is it that we don't want to?
I don't think it's that we don't want to. It really is hard to believe.
Yeah.
I think it's just difficult.
Because we
to
act
believe.
Like it hasn't hit here yet. I'm thinking, look around. Are you kidding? We're drenched
in it. But
they're
taught that it's not yet. You know? We're heading in that direction.
I guess because we're not starving. I don't, because that's the first thing they do. I mean, you get to the point where you want to go full-fledged communism, socialism, you go into starving the people and then having humanitarian aid come in to help you, right? And this mm-hmm. is with strings attached. And you really, this is what happened to Venezuela. They go into quick submission when you don't have anything coming in the borders mm-hmm. and when you are totally cut off, too. So there's lots of ways in which the situation in Venezuela happened. But I think Bernie's all for Venezuela. What do you think?
They just act like it's not true. They actually say, oh, we're exaggerating what's mm-hmm. going on in Venezuela. We're exaggerating it. So, right. You know, that's just not quite true. There's no exaggeration to it. The borders to Venezuela are closed off by Maduro. So we're sending aid down there and it mm-hmm. can't even get into the country.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but we're exaggerating.
Right. Well, then there's a whole lot to that, too. I think that as we move forward, I think we have to educate in how much socialism we've incurred mm-hmm. and then ask how we're going to fight against this and stop ignoring it as a nation that we're drenched in it and that we are not having our own problems because of it and stop acting like we're going to keep it from coming because that's not true. It's here. And we see it in a lot of different things I could even talk about today. We also have a media problem. We also, when do we not? And we also have a problem in sort of identifying what it's going to take for us to fight this. And so I do want to talk about this in today's show as well, because there's a lot there to talk about. The border bill is pretty horrific in some of the things it's allowing, or let's say expanding, because those things were already in place. We were talking about this before mm-hmm. the show. A lot of what was in that border bill was already in place. It just expands it. So we have a definite issue going on there. And it's horrific. We are incentivizing human traffickers. We're not stopping them. We've got to do that. We've got to stop this madness. And most of the Congress and Senate are so bought and sold that they'll do the bidding of these globalists that severely want open borders. I mean, this is what they're all about, and they've been pushing this for years and years. When you have so many progressive leftists voting for the rights of illegal aliens to vote in our elections. Does that not scream, oh my gosh, we're experiencing something that you almost can't believe. We have people that were sent to office to protect our constitutional rights. And they're voting for illegals to vote in our elections. And we're worried about meddling from another country? My gosh, we're letting the countries in here. Oh my gosh, I can't even.
Well, the sad part is these people we elect take an oath.
Mm-hmm.
Preserve,
right,
protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Not one of them does it.
Yeah.
Not one of them does.
You're right. On the right and the left, we're not seeing that. We're not seeing anything really come of. You'll have a couple of warriors that really stand out and try to put a bill forward, and everyone squashes it.
So what's the purpose of the oath?
A bill that's a good one.
Why do they take that?
I don't know. It's a sham. It's a mockery. It's a mockery.
No, it's actually an oath.
Yeah.
And based on the fact that they don't follow that oath, there should be a way that we can go physically drag them out of the office and say, you no longer have this office because you broke your oath.
Yeah. They're doing this
that
over
seems
in
to
Europe.
Me to be
they were
grounds.
Throwing them in trash cans. I know. I'm telling you. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? So the border bill, I agree with you. If you've read parts of this or you're seeing what I'm seeing, yes, it's pretty horrific, and we have a lot of problems with it. And I'm not quite sure how we're going to turn that boat around. There's just a huge amount of it's insane provisions for amnesty for people that come here, and you think, well, how did this happen? He should have actually done another shutdown. He should have not signed it, because the last omnibus bill he even did was because we were going to get the wall built. And then he went from $25 billion mm-hmm. down to $5 billion and then down to 1.375 or whatever the number is. It's crazy. But if you think about it, they've put him in this position, right? Why is the lens not on Congress for putting him in this position? Why is the lens not on the Senate? Why is the lens continuously on the final signature and not on the bill itself?
Because the people who point the lens are corrupt.
Yeah, exactly. And also the people that write the bills and are doing the bills. And you know, I think if you actually polled people and said, do these people come up with their bills? No, they don't. The think tanks do it. The think tanks behind them come up with the bills, and then they put their names on them. And that is done most of the time. And so that's something, I think, a disconnect for the American people as well. But their name has to still be on it to present it. They still have to endorse these bad ideas that the think tanks come up with. But we don't want to seem to turn a lens on that. For some oddball reason, we turn the entire lens on Trump. I say turn the lens on Congress for coming up with an anti-American bill that hurts us. You know, Obama passed a lot of national emergencies, and all of them were about aiding these other countries and doing things for these other countries. And this national emergency would be about protecting America. It could also hurt America too. So there's twofold thing that we need to look at here with what it could do, because it can also hurt us if national emergencies are done in a way to cause things to happen. That would not be in our benefit or for our liberty. It's just interesting to me that people don't point out the fact that we've done national. Think about that. It's a national emergency, which means it's about us, but it's about aid in other countries. That is not a national emergency. That's an international emergency. Why are we not calling it that? Be right back. I know none of this. It just doesn't make sense, does it? Be right back on the Kay Daly Show.
You want to go fishing, she says.
Honey, can you paint the house?
You want to go golfing, she says.
Honey, you really need to paint the house.
You both want to take a vacation, but who's going to paint the house? Just call Accent Painting. So now you can go fishing, Accent paint your house. You play golf, Accent paints. You go on a vacation, Accent goes fishing. Just kidding. You do what you're good at. Let Accent Painting do what they're good at. For a perfect paint job, call Accent Painting. 862-1868. 862-1868.
It's the final days to save up to $600 during the Dream Big, Save Big President's Day sales event. Hi, it's Justin from the Mattress Store. It's the final days to save big, up to $600 on the latest from Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and Stearns & Foster. The Dream Big, Save Big President's Day sales event ends this weekend. Come in today, sleep well tonight, Bluff by Ace Hardware, Washington next to Best Buy, Bloomington by the Walmart, and downtown Cedar City next to Lens. Nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
It's Home Show time, and at Bank of Utah Home Loans, we want to help you grow no matter what stage of life you're in. Hi, I'm Brian Young, and we have all the mortgage tools and products to help you. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, build your dream home, or if you're a senior wanting to look at your reverse mortgage options, give Bank of Utah Home Loans a call. Oh, and home builders out there needing assistance to fund your next project, Bank of Utah Home Loans can help you as well.
Call Brian and the Bank of Utah Home Loan St. George team, 435-986-7221. Bank of Utah, helping you grow no matter what stage of life you're in.
Equal housing lender, NMLS 422-914.
I'm Judy Barakal. I've got over 7 years of sobriety, and I work for Lionsgate Recovery. My life before recovery was full of self-doubt, self-loathing. It was chaotic, and it was messy. I found some therapists that helped me out along the way, and I saw that they gave me that chance, and I wanted to be that person that gave somebody else the opportunity to have recovery and to live a healthy life. You have so much to offer so many people, and we want to help you walk through that.
Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery, helping people find recovery.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in this area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in this area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. This area is a perfect market for my system, and this week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Wednesday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
If there's one thing we'd all like to learn, it's how to make our retirement more predictable. Find out how by joining Abe Ashton for your family and your retirement Tuesday afternoons at 5 here on St. George News Radio 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google. But don't take our word for it. Here's what they have to say about their actual experience. Savannah J said,
"Absolutely love and would recommend the center to anyone and everyone. Dr. Swindlehurst is amazing."
And Megan J said,
"Great place to go when you need answers that a traditional doctor is not giving you. I am feeling great and have solved all of my health complaints by following the program at Red River."
This is Dr. Joshua Red, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. Most of them come to us after they've run out of options and answers. I want you to know that you don't have to suffer anymore. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness Chiropractic Physicians today. 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
Hi, Southern Utah. Kathy here from RVs. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our Labor Rate special going on through the end of February. Schedule your appointment before the end of the month and save $25 per hour off any service here at RVs. That's right, $25 per hour off any service. Don't forget to mention you heard this commercial to get your savings. RVs, 1265 East Telegraph, or visit RVZZ.com today.
Miracles occur every day for sick children in our community.
I have chronic granulomatous disease, which is an immune deficiency disease.
A brain tumor.
But they need your help to keep those miracles happening.
Leukemia.
Hi, I'm Freddie. Support courageous children battling life-threatening illness and become a miracle maker today. Learn more and donate at cmnhospitals.org.
Thank you.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450.
Hold on.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
To me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, Just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show around the globe right now live, and happy to be with you. I've got Uncle Milty with me by my side today, so I'm not alone, like the song says. But you know what? You're not alone, and I understand if you're listening to this show, I know that you get this, and I know that you're desperately wanting to figure out how to fix this and what we can do about it. Isn't that why we're here?
To
identify it and understand that there are many out there like you who get it, who see it, who are really having those aha moments about what has happened in our past and what we're about and what we're trying to do here. And that is to create some education to combat the ignorance, because we have a lot of it out there. But I think the question always arises in what can we do? How do you fight this? What can one person do? Last Friday, I played some of Cleon Skousen. Cleon Skousen was the head of he started the National Constitutional Studies. He went all over the world and talked about America and talked about, especially throughout this nation, and was just such a voice, such an educated, amazing voice on liberty. And he recalled this story, and I want to play this for you. He recalled the story of what happened to this gentleman who wanted, this is one guy who decided that he was going to stand up and fight it. And I want to play this for you because it's this important that we understand what it's going to take. And it's so uncomfortable. This is the part that's hard. It's going to be very uncomfortable to realize what this is going to take to fight this. But the encroachment on our liberty has been one that has been so gradual and has been so perpetrated for so long that we find ourselves entrenched in socialism, don't even realize it, because it's been that gradual of a hot water boiling frog episode that we don't even sometimes understand that we're sitting in it. So when somebody fights it, this is what this looks like. And he talks about this in a way that's really kind of cool. Here we go. This is Cleon Skousen recalling a story about one guy who fought OSHA. And let me play this for you.
Our American people don't know where the chains are anymore. So I went through and I analyzed the Constitution and the amendments, and guess how many chains there were? Over 280 rights are guaranteed in the Constitution. Originally. And you've lost a lot of them. And they got to be restored. Now, there is a way to restore it. It's important, first of all, to recognize that we have stopped studying the Founding Fathers' original great discovery. We haven't studied it for over two generations at least. The last excellent commentary on the Constitution was 1850 by Justice Story. We also stopped studying and practicing the principles which God revealed to Moses for a sound system of representative government, which was copied by the Anglo-Saxons. Amazing, those two people had the same systems. We took morality, prayer, and Bible reading out of the schools. We began calling the Constitution obsolete. And then we began concentrating political power in Washington and began suffering tyranny, despotism, and it got too big, too expensive to fight. Our Founding Fathers said, you know, you're going to have some regulatory programs, but always keep them local. Or you can go down and say, Joe, this isn't working, this is an imposition, etc. You can afford to do that. If it's Washington, cost you $2,000 just to get it from the inactive file over into the active file box. When OSHA was operating, we had a man by the name of Bill Barlow. He'd just been through one of our courses, and OSHA came to inspect his plant. Well, he said, what have I done wrong? He said, we don't know. We don't think you've done anything wrong. Well, he said, that's good. Goodbye. Well, no, he said, wait a minute. We have to inspect your plant. He said, you might not. I don't think you know what you're talking about. This happens to be private property. He said, I know, but we're the government. He said, yeah, and I'm the taxpayer. And they said, you know, but here's my manual. We're allowed to inspect your plant. And he said, here's my constitution. It says you can't. I just came through a course. For you to come on my property, you've got to have a warrant sworn out before a judge with probable cause. You've got to take an oath that I've done something wrong. If I have, tell me about it, and you're welcome aboard. Otherwise, goodbye. This OSHA inspector wasn't a bad man. He was just a government bureaucrat trying to earn his living. He went back to his boss and he said, "We've got a real maverick down the road there. You know, he won't even let me inspect his plant. He doesn't even know that we got laws that say we can go through the plant." Oh, his boss said, "We got to get this up to headquarters." And headquarters in Washington said, "Take him to court." Took him to court, and guess what? The judge said, "OSHA, have you ever read the Constitution? No, you got to have a warrant to go in there." "Oh," they said, "you're so old-fashioned." So they appealed it. And the appellate court said, "Yeah, that's right. You got to have a warrant." Well, they said, "This is just absolutely ridiculous. These judges out here must be colonials. They don't know what's going on here. We'll appeal this to the Supreme Court." And the Supreme Court sustained it and read the riot act to OSHA, so that now all of the United States today, OSHA can't come into your private plant without a warrant sworn out before a judge. Now, the lesson to be learned from this is the fact that the one violation that probably existed in his plant would have cost him $500. And had he allowed the inspection to take place, they would have said, "That saw ought to be covered." And he would have replied, "It doesn't saw if you cover it. And furthermore, we've had it for 20 years without an accident when we train people, right?" They said, well, he might have said, "Well, it looks dangerous to me, never having used a saw." So he would have said, "It's $500. Bill Barlow would have contacted his attorney, and the attorney would say, "Well, I think for retainer's fee of about $5,000, I could get that through the preliminary hearings at least. It'll take a lot of research." Bill Barlow's a businessman. 500, 10 times more, 5,000. I'm still not sure I'll come. See what the mind does? See what the founding fathers are talking about? Don't ever give that to the federal government. It's too big and it's too expensive. You'll take it lying down, and people have done it all over the country. Till Bill Barlow. Cost him $125,000 to win back that simple little freedom for the American people. It's wrong. Wrong on principle. Now, we've got to train people how to start thinking like Americans. And number two, we've got to get some of them elected into Congress. We've got to get some of them on the bench. We've got to get some of them in the state legislatures. They've got to be mayors and city councilmen.
Wow. Yeah.
Mayors and city councilmen.
$125,000 to fight that, which should have already been known, which was already written, which was already enacted as far as a government protected right, which they should have been protecting, cost him $125,000 to make that right known so that they couldn't infringe on that right anymore. So this is what I ask you. Citizen, fellow citizen, are you willing to do that? Are you willing to do what that guy did and go that far to make sure for one little right, for one little thing, that we put, life, fortune, everything on the line to fight for that as an American would? And I'm going to say that most people wouldn't. Most people wouldn't. And is that what lies the problem? Is that what dictates our problem today? Is that not only does it take that to fight it, but who's up to do that? Who can you name people in your inner circle that would be willing to spend $125,000 right now to fight to get that right so that OSHA couldn't do that to other people? So that OSHA couldn't do it to him again, but to other people? I don't know too many that could do that or would do it. Do you?
Well, I don't know too many that would, but I know some that could.
Right.
And but you know what? It doesn't have to be that big, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
We can do this on a much smaller scale, like fighting ridiculous parking tickets.
Right, right.
Ridiculous, unconstitutional seatbelt tickets.
Mm-hmm. Getting on a jury to make sure that you can...
And promote nullification.
Yes.
There's lots of ways we can do this that isn't going to cost $125,000. But we hear that story and we say, I don't have $125,000. Right?
But either did he. See, here's the problem is that we don't ever look at it as if we're here and ready to fight for our fellow man as well as for myself. So when we look at it, we go more into self and we say, well, is it worth that? Like he said, is it worth that $5,000 to get the lawyer to fight it? No, I'll just belly up and go with it and not fight it so I can just sit over here with my business and just proceed. But we've been doing that for 200 years, 100 years, really, if you really want to look at it that way, for way too long. And so everybody's rolled over. And if everybody rolls over, we continue to have the ginormous problem that we have. And then Bernie sounds good to people because they're that uneducated. They're that unwilling.
But let's not forget, we're Americans.
Yeah.
And we're giving. We're a giving people. Mm-hmm. If you have a legitimate constitutional issue that you want to fight, if you are willing to start the fight, there are people in the country that will support the funding of your fight.
That's true. You're right.
Once it becomes known, lawyers will stand up and say, I'll do this, I'll do that. People will send money.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have somebody start that ball rolling.
That is true. I know people that are incarcerated right now. They should never be incarcerated. I know people that have really tried to fight this. Do we support them? Are we all talk or do we show up? Do we give of our talents and our services? Do we help? You know, there's people that are imprisoned unlawfully. Do lawyers step up to use their talent to help on the side? Are they going pro bono to help even? So I guess if we all want to look at it, we all have something to give in this, whether it be financial or whether it be talents or whether it be services. Are we willing to do that? This guy was willing to spend $125,000 to secure one right that doesn't even affect most Americans, right? It wouldn't affect most of us. But he was willing to go to the mat for it. What are we willing to go to the mat for is the question.
We don't have to be willing to do much, Kate.
I know, but I'm saying, like, in your business, with your line of work, can you help? And are you willing to go to the mat with that? Are you willing to do what you can within the realm of that?
I would start publicizing any constitutional issue that wanted to be fought in court. Because if 1 million patriots gave a dollar each, you'd have $1 million to fight your case.
To fight the state using tax dollars to go up against you or to try to unlawfully, you know, win their case at 98% now. I guess it's 98%. Because they should never have a record like that. If the American people pulled together and, like you said, and all pitched in, you're right.
They don't win that many cases. They bully people into plea agreements because we know
what we're up against. But what if we had an arsenal like that as far as money, you know, given by other people? I'm just saying. Interesting to think about. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
At NewbieBuickGMC.com, your next car is just a click away. Avoid the hassle of the car lot shuffle at NewbieBuickGMC.com. You can easily search cars and trucks by make, model, and feature. Check out the complete lineup of 2019 GMCs and Buicks. Right now, you can get a savings of over $11,000 off MSRP on 2019 GMC 1500 trucks. And get special deals on GMC Acadias, heavy-duty Duramax diesel trucks, and Buick LaCrosse. All of them include manufacturer deals like select cash and bonus cash in addition to the already low newbie price. Call today and ask for me, Todd Johnson, and I will make your first car payment up to $500. You heard right. In addition to all the great deals and rebates Newbie has to offer, I am going to make your first car payment for you.
Shop online for your car anywhere you are. Go to NewbieBuickGMC.com for specials and daily updates. Experience car buying the newbie way at NewbieBuickGMC.com today. And don't forget, Todd Johnson is making your first car payment.
Fellow Americans, it's Abe Lincoln. Did you hear? The President's Day sale at Ashley Home Store has been extended.
For a few more days, you can save up to 50% or 5 years special financing. Yes, just for a couple of more days, save up to 50% or 5 years special financing. Get this panel bed for $199, this beautiful five-piece dining room set for just $279, or this comfy sofa for just $499. Accent chairs starting at $79, or accent tables starting at $99. Come into the Ashley Sleep Center inside the locally owned Ashley Home Store and get 1 year, no interest, no minimum purchase, and queen power bed set starting at $499.
Presidential savings indeed. But hurry, this sale is extended for a limited time.
The President's Day sale has been extended, so don't miss out. Happening right now at the Ashley Home Store. East Red Cliffs Drive, in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
Hi, my name is Mary. I want to tell you about Stuckey Family Pharmacy and their pre-pack service. I take care of my husband's medications, and that's 13 pills every single day. It's overwhelming. When I found out Sam down at Stuckey Family Pharmacy will pre-pack all his pills for free, I was thrilled. It's so easy. He sends us a monthly tray of everything organized in individual days and times the pill should be taken, and they will deliver it for free. It really cuts down on my stress. Thank you, Stuckey Family Pharmacy.
This is Greg from the Gold Ore Store. We pay more. Gold Ore Store is now buying that coin collection that you've had for years or maybe you recently inherited. Yes, Gold Ore Store is buying gold jewelry, dental gold, gold coins, silver coins, anything that you have of value, Gold Ore Store is buying right here at 7 North Main Street, St. George. Give us a call now, 435-703-9119. Or visit us at goldorestore.com.
Hey, it's Marty Lane, and guess what? I have acid reflux. Yes, for the past 15 years, I have suffered with acid reflux. However, it has developed into what's called Barrett's esophagus, so I have to have it checked every 3 years. But I also have a history of colon cancer in my family. So, yes, I needed to get a colonoscopy as well. I go to Dr. James Bown and recommend Utah Gastroenterology. I got to tell you, the guy's great. The whole staff is fantastic. It's a higher level of healthcare. Digestive problems can be embarrassing, painful, and in some cases, even life-threatening. That is why it is always best to seek the help of an experienced digestive specialist, a board-certified gastroenterologist, whether you have acid reflux, abdominal pain, or you're just ready to have your first colonoscopy. Utah Gastroenterology will help you safeguard your most priceless possession, your health. Go to Utah Gastroenterology. Look them up at utahgastro.com.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. Copiers for Sale offers Southern Utah the best quality and pricing on printers, copiers, and plotters. They sell, lease, and service any equipment your business or home office needs. Copiersforsale.com, a local company and division of Steamroller Copies, is always asking, what do you want to print today? And St. George Massage, stgeorgemassage.com to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love.
There's a resort called Give Kids the World where children with life-threatening illnesses can fill their week with pure joy. Kids and their families indulge in simple pleasures like swimming, visiting local Orlando theme parks, and eating unlimited ice cream, all for free. Call 800-995-KIDS or visit the Give Kids the World website at gktw.org and help give them a time to remember. Brought to you by Give Kids the World and the Ad Council.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I try carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young.
Kate Daly Show. So glad you're joining us for the afternoon. And I hope you stick with us through the whole show. I've got Uncle Milty with us and with me. And me, what am I, a multiple personality with us? And I'm so grateful to have him as well. And so, you know, just kind of reeling and thinking about that clip I played and how important it is that we understand what it takes sometimes to fight. To fight socialism, to fight these things. And as Bernie Sanders declares his presidency, it scares me that we'll have young people that will be suckered into this idea that socialism is going to work, and we all know it won't. And we all know how devastating it can become. And so what are we willing to do to fight for America? There's a lot of people in foreign lands that I know that just can't, they don't get why we think that what we have is so important. They can't understand it. They think for the good of the community is the best way to go, and that it's the only way to go. And that how do we, and I'm talking about the good of the community, so you don't have any personal rights. It's all about the good of the community. No, personal rights are very, very important. So what are we willing to do to stand up to fight for those things? And are you willing to go to the mat? How far are you willing to go? I played a clip where that gentleman was willing to go pretty far, $125,000 to fight, to have a right restored, when it came to government department overreach, so that other Americans wouldn't be affected by that. But that's, I think that's unusual, you know, for somebody to take on that fight. Are we willing to do it even in the smallest of ways? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live.
I enjoy some of W. Cleon Skousen's stuff, but what I find ironic, do you know what his real job was?
Yeah, well, he was FBI for a long time as well.
Well, mm-hmm. he was the police chief of Salt Lake City.
Yeah, he was.
And
yeah.
In that, he would have had to take care of code enforcement and whatnot, mm-hmm. and the government bureaucrats that he so hard on there, he was one of them.
Yeah, and then he left and did the national constitutional studies because he wanted to educate, because he wanted to do something quite different. And I applaud that, because a lot of people don't figure that out in this lifetime. And I applaud him even, thank you for the call, I applaud him even figuring that out and going around and teaching on those things too. And the point that he was making was very important and valid. What are we willing to do to fight for our constitutionally protected rights that the government's supposed to be fighting for, but we have massive overreach? What are we willing to do as a citizen to fight it?
I don't even look at it as the government's supposed to be fighting to protect them. Mm-hmm. They're just not supposed to be doing anything to take them away.
Right? So I think serving on a jury, I think there's a lot of things that we can do that are smaller. But I think we've grown accustomed to, you know, preserving our time, trying to get, not having to do those things. But those things are very important to our system, preserving our system, and to actually make a dent on this. Because really, the way you can make a dent would be to serve on a jury.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a huge, huge dent that you can make. In this,
I've been praying
system of
all my life to serve on a jury. I've never been called to jury duty.
Interesting.
It could be the Lord protecting me.
Well, no, you want to.
I know,
you
but
do.
I could end up in prison.
You want to.
Contempt of court.
Yeah, and what are we really willing to do to fight? That is truly something that we must think about all the time, I think, now. What are we willing to do to educate? Because education is what makes somebody want to fight that system, to have the courage to do it. So that's why we start with education, because people think, well, you're just talking. No, when people have aha moments, and you think about this show and all the things we brought up on this show in particular, I feel differently about it than I used to. I have a deeper love. I have a deeper love for my country because I've studied it, because I've taken the time to study it. If everybody took the time to study it, would their love grow so deep that they'd be willing to do what it took to preserve it? Yeah, that's what education can do. It isn't just talking. We have to talk about it just to have those aha moments, to rediscover mm-hmm. who we are and what we're doing and why America is so important. Trying to explain why we feel so deeply about America to a socialist is a very difficult thing. And we're going to have a really hard time talking to our youth and trying to turn them around after spending time in the public education system. We're going to have an awfully hard time trying to get them to understand what it is that Bernie Sanders would like to have happen in America, or Alexandria useful dash idiot. We're gonna have to really educate. There's just no way around this. Serving on a jury, what else can we do? What else can we do to provide that to those around us to have those aha moments? Because sometimes the socialism that sneaks by is so quiet that we don't even really realize that we're such a part of having it happen, right? Of instigating it. We're not even realizing that these are small little breaches on our liberty, and we're not understanding that we need to stop it at the first sign of it rather than waiting until now.
Yeah. My first grandchild is getting to that point in school where they're going to start studying
right
history, government, civics.
Right.
I'm going to be real active.
Yeah, I bet. Because we don't even teach how to deal with civics anymore. Really,
no.
we don't deal with that. There was an interesting article that talked about one person's stand. A U.S. Christian who refused to pay taxes until abortion is defunded had his first big win in court. And so, isn't this kind of interesting? So, like 60% of Americans, this man Bowman opposed taxpayer funding of abortion. And so, unlike most Americans, he's squaring off against the IRS to avoid doing this. So he's 53 years old and a contract engineer in Oregon, and he's refused to file a tax return or pay taxes since 1999, and he's citing the federal government's funding of the abortion industry. He says, I'm not a tax protester. I love my country. He says, I have a duty to my country. I have a duty to my conscience, too. And so they sent him warnings about it, and they began garnishing money from his bank account. And he started cashing out his paychecks and leaving only a minimal balance in his bank account. And then the prosecutors, constituted removing his income from the reach of taxing authorities. And they indicted him for felony tax invasion for the amount of $356,000, as well as four misdemeanor counts of willful failure to file taxes. And then he got an attorney, and the attorney argued that the client was fully transparent every step of the way, from disclosing all of his paychecks, from cashing them in his bank under his own name. So like a player collapsing as they lose Twister, the government had reached too far forward and stretched way far back. So the district judge sided with this guy on the felony charge, ruling that the feds failed to show he attempted to conceal income or deceive the government. And prosecutors remain free to reintroduce the charge in the future, currently weighing on whether to do so or not. But he won in court because he didn't try to deceive them.
Yeah. It didn't amount to tax evasion.
Yeah, because he wasn't evading anything. And
right.
So he said, I would love to pay taxes to have a normal life. However, our government is using tax dollars to fund Planned Parenthood, which commits abortions, the death of the innocent. And it said, this was an interesting statement. He said, apparently a woman has the right to choose in this country to murder, but evidently I do not. Well, yeah.
You know, years ago.
He's right.
When I used to battle with the IRS, a friend of mine who was an IRS agent told me there is a big, big difference between income tax evasion and income tax avoidance.
Oh, interesting. Oh, that's interesting.
Uh-huh.
So he took aim at the common rejoinder that every American citizen has to pay taxes for things which they might personally disagree, such as war. You see, he said the Constitution grants certain abilities to the government, funding the military, but killing children is not a constitutionally backed compelling interest of the government by any stretch of the imagination. So he said Planned Parenthood receives more than $500 million per year from the federal government, performs more than 300,000 abortions. Now it's up to almost 600,000, isn't it? So federal law forbids taxpayer dollars from being directly spent on abortions, though pro-life groups are arguing that the money still enables all these abortion facilities to grow their reach and influence and spend more money on these things. And so all the government has to do is put a checkbox on the tax forms that says, check here to support Planned Parenthood and write in your donation amount.
That's right.
Yep. And so just like any church or charity, Planned Parenthood would be funded by those who have no problem with it. And the 150 million people like me that are pro-life can pay their taxes and live knowing we kept our conscience clean.
Amen. Amen.
Wow. So are you willing to go as far as he did? See, that's the point. It's like, how far are you willing to go? He's making some really great comments here. And And he is really fighting for this in a way that I don't see too many people fighting for this. We are frustrated and upset and can't believe it and just horrified, but he actually took action. Kind of interesting.
Well, you know, fighting the IRS and stuff like this is not as daunting as we have been taught to believe because they're so backlogged.
Right.
And in a case like this, that's a small amount of money to the IRS. There are people that owe the IRS millions and millions and millions. Mm-hmm. They go after them first.
Yeah.
So you could go years and years and years with this kind of a battle and never even talk to anybody from the IRS.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
So he said he's doing it all because he said, hopefully when he faces God, God will say to him, well done, good and faithful servant.
Yes.
Very interesting case. And that's why I wanted to bring this up. There was a reporter that warned a long time ago, Jarrett Garrett, who a journalist who predicted Americans would sacrifice liberty to a government leviathan. I'll tell you, he was right. I mean, what we don't get is this guy came along and said, you know, about 1900 began the flowering of the intellectual, a social theorist who knew about all about nothing except how to subvert traditions and invert the laws. And he said the first great turning came in 1913, giving the federal government power to impose a progressive tax on all incomes and one of the cardinal points of the Communist Manifesto. And he said then when the federal government seized money, control of money, credit and banking. In 1913. And after that, it was merely nostalgic to talk anymore about controlling government or limiting its power of self-aggrandizement. And so he said, no one can imagine that people would have said yes to accept the coils of this government, the dim out of the individual. He said they voted against it. They elected Roosevelt on a platform that promised less government and a balanced federal budget and sound money. And they never voted for the welfare state. And it's endless vista of confiscatory taxation, its compulsions, its police-like meddling with their private lives. Yet every step by step, they accepted it and liked it every step of the way. They never voted for whittling away the restraints imposed by the Constitution on the power of the executive government. The sanctity of the Constitution was so strong that when Roosevelt proposed to pack it with New Deals minds, he was defeated by a spontaneous protest of extraordinary intensity. Nevertheless, he said, by a series of reinterpretations of the Constitution, the reformed Supreme Court has so relaxed the austerities of the supreme law as to give government this new freedom to do what it wanted to do. And so this law is made to subordinate to the discretions and the judgment of men, whereas the cornerstone of freedom was that the government should be a government of law, not of men. And so he said a momentous change has taken place in relationship between government and the people. People have lost control of their government. And it is a thing too fast, too complex, too pervasive to be comprehended by this individual citizen. Indeed, the government no longer comprehends itself. He's right. And we just need to recognize it, to fight it.
Sure. And that happened when the Constitution came to life and became a living and breathing document.
Jeez. Yes. And they tried to just diminish it into this. Oh, that was for yesteryear. That wasn't on principle. That was yesteryear. That's what Bernie's tried to do. Bernie's tried to make it obsolete. We shouldn't pay attention to a document written at that time. Doesn't apply to us because we all change so much. No. Principles never change.
But all of the laws, all of the regulations, all of the unconstitutional things that are going on are still illegal.
Yeah.
And when they try to enforce them, if you have the necessary components to fight them, you will eventually win.
I would say if you're a lawyer, please pro bono time to causes. If you have certain talents, writing ability, get somebody on there that, or somebody that's associated with the press, somebody that can get word out. I mean, I say utilize people. We need to utilize our talents, our fortunes, if you have them, whatever it takes to help others so that we can, like you said, work together to fight these things. Why do you think we have these talents? Just to benefit ourselves? Of course not. We've got to be able to volunteer those things to help others. There's just too many people. There's too many things that are in need of it. So be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. You're going to love our President's Day sale going on right now with all our best brands. Serta, Beautyrest, and iComfort. Save up to $600 on select iComfort and Beautyrest adjustable sets. Or get a Serta Perfect Sleeper Super Pillow Top Queen mattress for just $499. Our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the mattress that's right for you. Plus, free delivery, setup, and disposal of your old mattress. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee.
Wouldn't it be great to hear well again? Would it be nice to be able to understand people well again in a noisy listening situation, like a family gathering or a restaurant? It is very frustrating to miss what people say. It makes you feel like a part of your brain is missing. Call our specialists, Kimball Forbes and Dr. Lance Greer at Advanced Hearing and Balance Specialists. Wear hearing instruments at home free for 2 weeks on our Try Before You Buy program. Enjoy better hearing again by calling Advanced Hearing and Balance Specialists, 688-8866. That's 688-8866.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.